Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, June 10th. You'll be interested to know. 90 years ago today, in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio, by Bill Wilson and Dr. Robert Smith. This pioneering organization has since provided a supportive community for countless individuals seeking sobriety, embodying the power of mutual aid and the resilience of the human spirit. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3 to 5 feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions. The winds are currently onshore at just 2 mph, keeping things smooth. As the day progresses, expect the winds to shift onshore again, increasing slightly to around 5 mph. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1 foot incoming low tide, when the southwest swell is 2 feet at 17 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mph. The first high tide Tuesday will be 3.5 feet at 10:30 a.m., with a 2.5 foot low tide at 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features a mix of clean and fair conditions, with wave heights ranging from 2 to 5 feet. Morning sessions offer ideal, clean conditions with light winds, while afternoons shift to choppy as winds increase to 10 mph. Expect mellow rides on Wednesday, with improving conditions on Friday as winds calm, providing better opportunities for catching waves. Overall, a varied surf experience awaits. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 66 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:59, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, clearing by mid-morning, then mostly cloudy skies with a high near 65 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog after 11 p.m. with a low around 61. And calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies with patchy fog in the mornings, highs around 67 to 68, and mostly cloudy nights with lows in the low 60s throughout the week. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a significant shift, the San Diego City Council has passed a solid waste fee, breaking a century-long tradition of free trash pickup for single-family homeowners. Starting July 1st, residents will be charged $42 a month for 3 95-gallon bins. Although most residents utilize this plan, alternatives will be available. Councilman Sean Elo Rivera emphasize that this fee addresses costs previously borne by others. Despite public opposition, the council approved the measure, which was initially estimated at a lower rate. The council will reconvene on June 24th to finalize the implementation details. Now on to sports. In a stunning display, the Florida Panthers defeated the Edmonton Oilers 6-1 in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final on Monday night. Brad Marchand and Sam Bennett, former rivals turned teammates, each scored for the Panthers, with Bennett becoming the leading goal scorer of the playoffs. The Panthers capitalized on their power plays, scoring 3 goals and maintaining a strong physical presence throughout the game. Marchand, the former Bruin at 37 years old, made history as the oldest player to score in the first 3 games of a Stanley Cup final. Game 4 is set for Thursday night. In local sports, last night at Petco Park, the Padres fell to the Dodgers 8-6 in an extended 10-inning battle. A thrilling effort saw Manny Machado and Tatis Jr. shine early, each scoring in the first, but the Dodgers pulled ahead with a decisive 2-run 10th inning. Peralta took the loss for the Friars, while Kershaw secured the win for Los Angeles. San Diego now stands at 37-28, while the Dodgers lead with 40-27. Tonight, the Friars host the Dodgers at Petco for Game 2 of this 3-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 4.72 earned run average, takes the mound against an undecided Dodgers starter. First pitch is at 6:40 with pleasant 68-degree weather. In top news, in a world flooded with emails, the unsubscribe link at the bottom may seem like a quick fix, but cybersecurity experts warn it could make you a bigger target. Clicking that link can expose you to malicious sites and confirm your email is active, which can lead to future scams. Instead of clicking, experts recommend using the list unsubscribe headers provided by email services, which are safer. If those are not available, marking the email as spam or setting up filters is advisable. Consider using disposable email addresses for signups to keep your main inbox secure. In business news, America's hottest chicken chain, Dave's Hot Chicken, began in a parking lot with just $900 and has recently been sold for $1 billion. Founded by 3 friends less than a decade ago, the chain is known for its simple menu and unique spice levels, including the infamous Reaper, which requires a waiver. This California-based company has expanded rapidly to 315 locations and plans to open 150 more. With sales tripling to over $600 million in the past 2 years, Dave's Hot Chicken has become a modern success story in the restaurant industry. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $109,000. Ethereum is up 8% to just under $2,700. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 0.5% to 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. What if pain relief was as easy as flipping a switch? Researchers are exploring innovative methods to suppress pain, including a smartphone app that could turn off pain. Pain signals arise when specialized nerve cells communicate with the brain, but scientists are developing techniques to block these signals. At Oxford University, Dr. David Bennett and his team are using a light responsive protein to shut off nerve signals. They aim to selectively target damaged neurons, offering a personalized approach to pain management. Meanwhile, Dr. Robert Giroux is working on an implantable device that uses light to inhibit pain in conditions like interstitial cystitis. Entertainment news. You might have to wait a little longer for the show to start next time you visit the movie theater. AMC Theaters has announced they will begin showing advertisements before movies, starting July 1st. This new element will join the traditional trailers as AMC follows competitors Regal and Cinemark in offering pre-movie commercials. The company stated that these advertising spots will boost revenue as it continues to recover from the pandemic. However, there are still perks for AMC Stubs members, with 50% off Wednesdays, cutting ticket prices in half all day long, starting July 9th. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.